patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes, if you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
With Lyle Lovett and his large band, August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. She's no lady, she's your wife. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett. Yes, it's me. Tickets on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
And now, today's Millennial Moment. My parents keep beating on me about, when are you going to get a job? Hey, maybe I want to travel a little bit first, see the world. Okay, so I still live in my old room, but it is literally my room. That was today's Millennial Moment.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Attorney General William Barr will release the redacted version of the Mueller report by mid-April. President Trump says that's fine with him.
I have nothing to hide. This was a hoax. This was a witch hunt. I have absolutely nothing to hide.
The report on the Russia investigation is nearly 400 pages long. Democrats want it released by Tuesday. British Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit proposal shot down by British lawmakers.
The plan to have Britain exit the European Union or Brexit voted down by a smaller margin than two times before, but it was still a defeat. If it had passed, Britain would have left the EU on May 22nd. Now it's set to crash out in 2 weeks, unless they come up with a new plan.
Fox's Greg Palcott. A 7-year-old girl from Guatemala who was detained by the U.S. Border Patrol has died of a bacterial infection. This is Fox News.
Hey, Mohammed.
Hey, Mohammed.
Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big jihadists and we love explosives. We're despised everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
Hiding in our caves where we sit and wait till it's time for our vest to blow.
Right.
Cause we got a yearning for our 70 virgins, but the thrill we want to know. We can impress Allah in our best pajamas on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Be the envy of all my Muslim brothers.
Yeah.
Stone. Wanna see my bearded face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
Yeah, the actual song, but it was on this date. Back in whatever year that was, but Dr. Hook, in fact, did get on the cover of the Rolling Stone because they wrote the song, which is well done. You know, now I understand why I get more reaction to animal videos than political stuff. Like, first of all, putting a pig like Amy Schumer on page, it's not a good idea.
Right.
But look at those two goldens with their little puppies. There's 2, 4, 6, 7 puppies and a little guy on the right trying to crawl up the pillow. That's what people want to see. My fear is that if they just look at things like that, though, we'll end up with occasional cortex as president, and then we'll all be really effed.
Oh, yeah. Not in a good way.
So we kind of have an obligation to keep you in the loop. You see the bunny? The kitty dresses the bunny with the carrot and looks at it's cute. I sound like Emily, don't I? And there's nothing wrong with that. This disgusting thing, I think it was Eddie Bader that sent me this. It's a pizza with banana slices on top.
Ew.
No, that's not a pizza. I mean, I got nothing against bananas. Mary Ann Fleming's put a funny meme on there. The baby making that face. Oh. we talked about it yesterday. Scroll back too far. It's about that Greenland glacier that's growing.
Yeah.
And then the same people that were alarming people because it was shrinking are now alarming people because it's growing, because it's all global warming, all of it. Here's what we're going to do. Let's redeem the Baumhauer's winning word now.
Right now?
Right now at 272-9228. And I'll play this while we're waiting for calls.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
I hate it when my parents tell me stories about when they were my age. How am I supposed to relate to that? I mean, they didn't even have Xbox back then.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
Apparently that wasn't enough time for people to react to the call to action, because that's barely as long as our delay is. But we are ready to give away lunch for two by redeeming this morning's Baumhauer's winning word, 272-9228. It's starting to light up now. And then after this, we have a couple of requests we're going to catch up on. Be patient. We'll get where we need to go eventually. You're caller one. Thanks for trying. Caller two, caller three, caller four, caller five. You are caller six. Okay, we're almost there. Caller seven. This is the call that we hate to take because they're caller eight. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Can you give me today's Baumhauer's winning word?
Seed.
Yeah!
Yay!
I thought that was a...
devilishly clever.
Word selection today. We got the NCAA tournament continuing in a little more than an hour. And let's all hope that we have one big...
War Eagle!
Night.
War Eagle.
So... You got lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, redeemable at their Boulevard location or downtown at 201 Union. And guess what?
What?
Now you get to talk to Joey.
Yay!
Hold on. If he says anything intemperate to you, just let me know. I can't teach him how to. I love the word floored, because in the context in which I generally use it, when you're floored, it's a piece of news that just, whoa, that kind of flooring. But the fact is, Georgia Floors Direct has been flooring the river region for 50 years, 6 days a week. That's a long time. And I say that as a compliment, of course, because people go in and they're expecting to pay way up here to recarpet a room, a house, to swap out from carpeting to a hardwood or a laminate or a tile floor. They go in holding their breath. Then they find out that true wholesale price from Georgia Floors Direct. And then, wow, I'm floored by that. And that's a good kind of way to be floored. And that's what Georgia Floors Direct has been doing now for half a century. That's so impressive. Jeff Mallinson's been there for half of that half century. And he's assembled a great team of people to work with customers to find out what it is they're looking to do, the budget that they're shopping with them, get them focused in those areas, and then, if need be, they can arrange 12 months good as cash financing for qualified customers. It's such an impressive business, and more than anything else, for all the reasons there are to celebrate them, they came up with a great idea 50 years ago and haven't messed with it, including their location. When they first opened up on the Boulevard at 1965 Eastern Boulevard, that was on the outskirts of the city. Now it's the middle of town, just as Dick McAdam envisioned it. So stop by and see them for great flooring at a true wholesale price. Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard, next to Ashley Home Furnishing. 510. It's been a rotten afternoon in traffic so far. Let's see what the latest is.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling into the 5 o'clock hour. If you haven't been out in the traffic yet, get ready, because it's really a busy afternoon. First thing we need to tell you is the authorities still have Taylor Road closed between Park Crossing and the Troy Highway due to a fatal accident. We'll try to let you know as soon as that opens back up. Around the boulevard, it is jammed up almost everywhere you go. Troy Highway has a big crowd. We also see a large bunch of traffic between Vaughan Road and the Atlanta Highway, and then down around the Wetumpka Highway. And speaking of highways, the Atlanta Highway is pretty crowded this afternoon, all the way from the Madison Avenue area almost to Taylor Road. So watch out there. Let's get home safely and be careful. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Remember yesterday we were playing that clip and we heard Maxine Waters' voice?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we both became impotent temporarily?
Yes, yes.
I was browsing through some files. I love Paul Joseph Watson. Usually we play his stuff, but she's still an idiot. And we have 2.5 minutes of him commenting on her. I'm in the mood for that.
Sounds great.
Could you be any more disingenuous? I bet you could if you
were. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I easily could be.
Worked really hard on it. So let me move a couple of things up here before we get to Rich's forecast. And that'll be coming up at 512-272-9228 for your request going into the weekend.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a weekend storm system to deal with, but not right away. For tonight, cloudy at times, not as cool tonight, a little milder. Overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine, nice warm spring day, high temperature near 80. Can't rule out an isolated shower later on in the day and towards evening, but then scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night and into the overnight hours Saturday night and at least the first part of the day Sunday before it ends and it turns quite a bit cooler. Sunday's high 67 and a little bit cooler than that on Monday. Pollen count still in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is the woman who's the prominent voice for wanting to impeach Trump. And her evidence is completely Louise Mensch-level crazy conspiracies. Let's go to Maxine Waters on, I think it was MSNBC, it was, claiming she's asked what's the evidence for Russia-Trump collusion. She literally says Putin invented the phrase lock her up and crooked Hillary. Here's the clip.
I want to define what you mean by collusion, because what you're talking about seems more circumstantial to me. Bank records, perhaps contacts that were of a nebulous nature. Who knows why Flynn was talking to the Russian ambassador? It could have been. It seems to have been about sanctions. Collusion to me is very specific. It means that the Russian government or actors within were trying to elect Donald Trump. But I want to know what collusion means to you, because that seems to be the standard by which you're saying he should be impeached.
Yes, absolutely. I am
talking about strategies that were developed working with the Trump campaign. I really do believe that much of what you saw coming out of Trump's mouth was a play from Putin's playbook. I think that when you saw him absolutely calling Hillary crooked, locker
room. Was my playbook, you dumb witch.
I think that was developed strategically with people from the Kremlin, with Putin. And I
call the truth, dumbass.
Bank records. I think that you
know that other congressman thinks
that visit
islands float
to Moscow were made during the campaign by Manafort and others. I think it's a lot more absolute.
So you think the Russian government developed the talking points for the Trump campaign?
I think that there was a cooperation in developing strategy about how they could ensure that Hillary Clinton was not elected. They need Trump. Trump will be there.
By the way, she said this before, Paul.
That's what they really want to happen.
Yeah, that's pretty much the end of it, Alex. Then they ask her if there's any actual evidence of real collusion. She admits there's no evidence. She claims that Putin came up with crooked Hillary and lock her up. He doesn't even speak English. It's absolutely insane, Alex. And this is on MSNBC.
Let's tell him you came up with a lot of this, and so did I, Paul. I mean, we came up with the truth.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you printed the T-shirts. I mean, we came up with that. There's another clip where she's talking about impeachment. Probably get to that after the break. But again, this is the woman who's the prominent voice for wanting to impeach Trump.
And a real moron. Actually, no. She's just clever. She's smart enough to not live in the district she represents because it's a crime-infested hellhole. She lives in a $4 million house somewhere up the street, but not among the people she's representing. Isn't there a law against that? She probably has an address somewhere in there. Maybe she's a landlord or something. But, of course, to even question anything about her would be to invite racist. Can't say that. On Fridays, we also like to go through the crap we've accumulated over the week and see if there's anything we want to give another chance. Somebody suing TGI Fridays. We don't have one here, do we? We don't care.
No, I don't think we do.
Microsoft is banning April Fool's pranks this year because nothing good can come from them. That's our topic on Monday on TV, and I've done them on the air, and I've done some damn good ones. Ever tell you that lame-ass story?
Mm-mm.
April Fool's Day, a long time ago, when I was first working for Rick Peters. But we set it up days ahead of time. If you're going to do it, you got to start distracting people early. So we used to do this. We started the backward song on that station. And one day, I think April Fool's Day was on a Thursday. On Monday of that week, we read a memo from Rick claiming that it said, the backward song is not an intellectually stimulating contest. From today forward, you will be doing the history quiz of the day, so that our audience, which we deem intelligent, will be able to participate in something stimulating and not a silly contest where you play a song backwards and they call it and win. So at first we're disappointed, but if you're a backwards song fan, please understand we work for him. We got to do what he says. So we do the first, what we did was we went, back then you couldn't go online. So we went into books and we found the most impossible questions we could come up with, like, who was the second lieutenant at the Battle of Antietam that said, onward, boy, you know, he just made up that nobody could answer except a real historian. And so, of course, nobody would call, and we'd start getting frustrated. So Thursday morning comes.
April the 1st, right?
April the 1st, and Joe Johnson, host of Beetle Brunch, was our producer back then. And we opened up that day's history quiz, and it was so ridiculous. And so Keith and I, he was my sidekick partner, said, this is it. I did not get up at 4 o'clock this morning, come in here and ask a ridiculous question. This is insulting your intelligence, not helping it. And we walked out. is around 5 after 8, 10 after 8, somewhere in there. So we got up and walked out and left the mics on. And you hear footsteps thundering around the studio trying to get back on. And then Breathless Joe comes on and starts a song and says, Love 94, and that was about it. And we decided to just stay up there till almost 9 o'clock. Then we came back and April Fool. And it really worked, except for the people that had to be in their office by 8:30 or parked and went into work just before 9 and didn't hear us say it was a joke. That afternoon, the final spring training game was being played at the Yankees training facility in Fort Lauderdale. We all had tickets. And they were playing the Los Angeles Dodgers. And some rain came, and there was a rain delay. So we're under the grandstand. And a guy comes running up to me. I don't even know how he knew who I was, because I wasn't really that well known by face by that time. I guess he'd asked some people. I don't know. But he says, are you Greg Budan? I said, yeah. He says, your boss is on the air asking you to call him immediately. Well, you know, Rick, when you hear that, what did I do? It never occurred to me. He said, so I called him, and on the hotline, he says, you need to come on the air with me and tell everybody that that was just an April Fool's joke this morning, because we're getting calls all day long here from people complaining, threatening not to listen anymore, advertisers that don't. It was amazing. But instead of being really angry, he kind of saw it as, wow, if they can make this happen, they must have a pretty rock-solid audience. So, but think about that. How did he find out I was at the baseball game? I never did figure out. But, and then to say it on the air and somebody hear it during a rain delay and finding me and then telling me to call in. So we did that one. And then there was the one where I faked a marriage.
Yeah, I remember you told me about that one, and it did not go over well.
Well, it was too good.
Right.
Like the other one, we started a week or two ahead of time. My sexy news partner, the one I used to whack in the rear end with the Miami Herald every morning. Good natured fun, that's all it was.
Yeah, it sounds hot.
We started overtly flirting with each other in the air, you know, a little like couples do, you know, cute little things.
I suppose.
And then we kind of amped them up a little bit to the point where, and Keith was again on the show, and this kid, Steve, who was really good, and they started complaining. Go get a room, you know, if you guys are really, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't realize we were. And then we announced that we had a promotion on March 31st, and it was set up at a Hyatt Hotel, downtown Miami. Joanne and I have a big announcement to make, and we want you to be there. So there's like 400 people. We had some, you know, hors d'oeuvres and stuff. Place is packed. So after an hour or so, Joanne and I go out there, and we say, you probably have figured out what we're going to tell you tonight, but we're getting married. And the place went nuts.
Yay! Yay!
And then I said, but the real surprise is we're getting married now on this stage. So I brought up Keith, who was, in fact, like Jay Scott, an ordained something.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple of other people who were part of the show, witnesses and so forth. And we actually had the ceremony. You may now kiss the bride. And boy, did I give it to her in front of all those people. And got a big
tongue.
Just, it was passionate.
Okay. I was wondering
the longer
how
it lasted, the louder the crowd got, okay?
I was wondering how passionate.
Yeah, threw her on the floor. No.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Get it. No wonder your knee hurts.
So, anyway, all of this chaos, congratulations. Women are crying. Wasn't sure if they were crying because they always cry at weddings or they were crying because I was off the market. You decide, Joey.
I'm going to go with the weddings.
Probably. And So the next morning, it's just Keith and the other guy. And they announced, if you didn't attend the event at the Hyatt last night, Greg and Joanne got married. On stage in front of the whole crowd. This goes on until 8 o'clock.
And this is April the 1st where they're making
this. This is actually April the 1st now.
Okay, yeah.
So, I'm there at the station. I'm just not on the air. So finally, 8 o'clock, I had my producer. They decided to call. I had a cell phone then. Call my phone. He answers, Hyatt Hotel. Yes, could you please connect us with the Budells? So there's a pause, and then I come on the phone. Boy, it's Keith and Don. So we started talking. I said, guys, this is our honeymoon, man. I mean, you know, we love good radio and blah. So we're talking, and as I'm talking to him on the cell phone, I'm walking into the studio. I pull the cell phone away, go on the microphone, and say, April Fool. Well, I'd love to say that most of the calls we got were like, wow, you really had us with that one. But a lot of people called up and said, we'll never listen to you again. Because they got so sucked in. People don't like to get sucked in.
I bet you they were lying. Well, they might have meant it in the moment. But
I don't know. There's no way to tell.
No, there isn't.
But there were some angry customers, trust me on that one. 528 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Most of the really angry ones were just disappointed women that I was off.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, you're quite a catch. Can't imagine what it was like back then.
528 on News Talk 93.1 FM. This, today, tomorrow, as Terry Adams told us here, and Terry Adams will be here tonight, by the way, at 7:30 till 9, for Clearing the Air. Last 2 days of March to get your deal done on whatever it is you're interested in from Adams Motorsports. They have everything you need to have a great time and enjoy the beauty and splendor of Alabama. And these last 2 days of the month, and Terry admits it, they are in make us an unreasonable offer mode. We got numbers we want to hit, so make us an offer on a bike, scooter, something for off-road, all the great Polaris products they carry. And they have some great pre-owned stuff, too. And go to AdamsMotorsports.com and browse all the inventory. The rev-up sales event on all Suzuki models is ongoing. And the manufacturers put their money behind their products, so when you want to finance something, you get very friendly credit terms from the people that produce the product and not some stuffy bank standard. So you can get a great deal. Stop by and see Terry and his team. They're there for another half hour or so till 6, and then open 10 to 6 tomorrow, or 9 to 6 tomorrow, at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. And again, the web address, adamsmotorsports.com. Let's see if traffic has calmed down some.
Traffic this afternoon has been a real adventure, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around, and it looks like the adventures are continuing because we still have quite a few problems out there on the roadways. On I-85 southbound, we have an accident at mile marker 1. That's going to be right at the interchange, so be careful and slow down right in that area. We also have a crash on 65 southbound. That's right by exit 164 for Highway 31, so look out there. And right in the same vicinity, we have another problem on 65 northbound right at the 85 Day Street exit, so be careful right there. The boulevard's pretty crowded. The police should have the accident at Carmichael and the boulevard cleaned on up here before too much longer. Watch out around the traffic lights. There's a lot of folks out there with you this afternoon. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
Is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Before I forget to do it, which is often the case here on the show, but you want to listen to this Cheech and Chong bit?
Sure, I'd love to hear it.
We were talking about punishment earlier. Delay is on, right?
Yes. Love their guitar playing and their stand-up sets.
We'll be right back.
listen to that dissonance.
I want the comedy bit.
Not the song?
No. Korn does that? I want the comedy album.
Put in comedy bit. Or comedy sketch. Or just sketch.
Let's see what we get back on that. Okay, let's try this one. Oh my God, it's 7 minutes long. So far, it's great. What the hell is this? Where's the funny part?
Nasty guitar work. Very progressive rock there.
It's excellent, but where the hell's the comedy bit? Where's the funny comedy bit? Well, I guess it's not unused to. So if anybody has it, send it to me so I can play it. If not today, we'll get that on the radio if we're not fired by Monday.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a weekend storm system to deal with, but not right away. For tonight, cloudy at times, not as cool tonight. A little milder. Overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. Nice, warm spring day. High temperature near 80. Can't rule out an isolated shower later on in the day and towards evening. But then scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night and into the overnight hours Saturday night and at least the first part of the day Sunday before it ends and it turns quite a bit cooler. Sunday's high 67. And a little bit cooler than that on Monday. Pollen count still in the very high range, right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC. 27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners. Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
So I decide I'll go. You know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. Yeah.
to thumbnail.
Yeah, you know? That's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep, and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there.
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days, yeah, anything
not a
goes.
Not looking guy? Sure, yeah.
Not,
yeah.
Not a,
traveling alone? Why
sure.
not?
And, of course, that's not, I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know? I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course.
So, then I hear him, he goes, well, you ought to play some Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know, and I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. So I like hearing old stories, you know. And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there. He comes up with his word. It's hat. His word, yeah, hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it like way in the corner on that triple letter score,
right?
The triple word, the red one,
right?
You want to get to,
yeah, sure,
but you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have something, some relation to rabbit,
yeah,
yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there, but instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know. I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Ooh.
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
It's just three lamps on the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I gotta say something, you
sure.
know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I gotta say something, you know? So he puts boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter, and he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here, and I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there, and then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is, I'm just saying, he goes, that fella goes out there, has to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what a, I mean avocado, I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever, and I think, and also I noticed a weird thing, he had no, there were no blanks, you know, the blanks in
yeah.
the game, and uh-huh. it's always good to use any letter,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game, and I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that, you know, throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
And that's always been a popular feature here on Friday afternoons. I'll request Friday at 272-9228. The story of Old Harold Delaney. We've gone over to our news partners where we've done some photo sessions because they like to flash pictures of the group. Since we do that segment at 6:40 every morning on CBS 8 and ABC 32. So I'm over there and I wore the black corduroy jacket that Susan Woody hates and the that tangerine color, that orange fuchsia, whatever it is. It's a nice colorful shirt. Looks great against black. So I wear that. And they're just snapping pictures. 5-10 minutes at the most. Then the following week, I'm looking at the TV screen because we have to be aware of when our segment is coming up. And there's one of the pictures, and it's the group. All these whippersnappers, Emily and the crew over there is very young, Ryan Stinnett and Julia. They're terrific people to work with. And they're all kind of gathered around me, and I'm sitting on one of the sofa seats looking like this. And I swear to God, I saw Old Harold Delaney in that picture. That was me. I was Old Harold Delaney telling a layman story to this group of young people that were pretending to be interested. It was one of those kind of...
We'll assume you're mantled then. Take the role, live it out proudly, Greg.
Is that what I am?
Yeah, I'd imagine Old Harold is dead Harold at this point. So,
I wonder who inherited his bed and breakfast, if that's the case. All right, we'll be...
I could see you as a B&B owner. Like, y'all want to watch the Smithsonian Channel?
I don't know if they handle radio divorces. You know, when you get sick of your partner and you just want to say goodbye.
Watch out for your knee.
That's a physical threat. That's abuse. I'm putting that down. Actually, when it comes to real-life divorce, and it's a very serious situation, we're not mocking that. I'm just expressing some annoyance at Joey's disrespect towards me. That's all. But it's typical of millennials. There's a lot of that going around. If you are a man facing a divorce action, please keep in mind, or you know somebody who is. How many times in your life has a buddy come up and said, "You ain't going to believe this, but I got served at work today." It happened to me. Right out of the blue. Had no idea it was coming. And it wasn't just, "Oh, I want a divorce." I got handed a phone book of rules and regulations on the top of which was a restraining order saying, "Do not discuss this on the air." I was on the air when I got this. Well, you know me, it was no different then than it is now. I talk about what's going on in life. So I left the studio. It was a very, very sad day. I did not seek good representation. I asked a friend in fact, it was a lawyer who was a great traffic guy. Handled a couple of tough situations for me, but really didn't know anything about divorce. And I got stuck with a guy, and she hired somebody who was a maniac, and we ended up giving them about $15,000 by not being careful, by not trying to work some things out and then finding people to mediate the stuff we couldn't agree on. That's why I recommend Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, because you got to come out of a divorce with an agreement you could live with. I had nobody to protect me from this maniac lawyer. I don't think that would be happening if I had representation like Dana and Jacqueline. They are fierce. They're backed up by experience and wisdom. When you're going through a divorce, even under better circumstances, you still need strong advocacy so you can focus on moving on with your life, because that's a lot harder to do than you realize, too. Their number is 819-4800, 819-4800 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. If you know somebody that needs them, recommend a visit to the website to read the testimonials. DivorceForMenAlabama.com for Delk and Tomlinson.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
546.
As we head a little bit closer to the 6 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees everything rolling great on I-85. We don't have any problems there. On I-65, if you're headed north towards Prattville, there's a little slowdown right in the downtown area and around the Northern Boulevard. If you're headed south on I-65, there's an accident at the 31 exit in Hope Hall on 65 South that has things backing up pretty well right there, so watch out if you're in that vicinity. Traffic is back to stop and go around the Boulevard. On the Atlanta Highway, it's extremely busy between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. If you're headed up Taylor Road, there's a crowd going with you up to East Chase, and then just past East Chase, there's a large crowd of traffic up to Vaughan Road. Keep in mind that the south side of Taylor Road has been closed all afternoon long because of an accident with a fatality. We can't tell you if it's opened up yet or not. Keep an eye on the traffic around you and get home safely this afternoon. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
It's All Request Friday. Joe and I were trying to think of some things that we hadn't played in a long time. And for those of you who know, been listening to me for any length of time, my mentor, just listening to him in the radio in Chicago, Larry Lujack, super jock, passed away. He again, one of the few passings that made me cry, because it took me right back to when I was in my teens and he was the coolest thing on the planet. Only 73 years old. From his WCFL days, I guess it's about 1970-71, he used to do a feature called the Clunk Letter of the Day, which was, in its time, appointment radio. And that is coming up in 2 minutes.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying on Monday, April 1st, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and the last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
CFL in Chicago, it's 5:28. Time for the Larry Lujack Clunk Letter of the Day. Ta-da-da-da-da-dun. Today's letter is from Glenn Bard West High School in Glen Ellen, Illinois. Written unofficial, Glen Bard West High School stationery, because it says John D. Sheehan is the principal. Hi, John, what's shaking? Letter is from a member of the senior class whose name is Dick Day, who writes, Dear Lair, comma, I am writing you on behalf of my senior English class. We are doing a project this semester that is called a mass media time capsule. This capsule will contain newspapers, magazines, books, records, and recordings that represent the late 60s and early 70s, 1972 in particular. We would like to have you make a statement about our times that we could put in our capsule so we could record it off the radio.
so forth and so on. Thank you very much, Dick Day. Well, this is an exciting moment for me. This is a real honor. I have never been asked to do something for a time capsule before. See, they're probably going to bury this capsule, and then somebody in 100 years will dig it up and listen to the tape, and there will be me. That's kind of far out, isn't it? I have prepared a little something here. So you people from Glenbard West, turn on your tape recorder. I am really nervous. I hope I do good. I decided to put some background music in here so it would sound a little classier. Okay, turn your tape recorder on. Hit the music, hippie. Hello to whoever has opened this time capsule. This is a recording of radio station WCFL in Chicago, Illinois. I am Larry Lujak, the greatest disc jockey of our time or any other time. I am metaphysically predestined for eternal greatness according to the prophecy in Scripture. The date is November 10, 1972. Actor Richard Burton is 47 today. Nothing much has happened lately. Singer Diana Ross had a baby. Creedence Clearwater broke up. One of the Brookfield Porpoises died. And Ed Hanrahan says he's going to put up his storm windows this weekend. I'm going to the Jethro Tull concert tonight. The biggest story of the year thus far is that Glenbard West won the West Suburban High School Football Championship, not because they deserved it, not because they were good, but because they cheated and played dirty. That's why they won. Now, to whoever has opened this time capsule, I want you to take this tape. Go stand high on a mountaintop, naked in the wind. Close your eyes and lose yourself in the ever-advancing stream of eternity. When you have become one with the universe, your body will become covered with polka dots. At that precise moment, this tape will self-destruct and blow up you, the mountain, and the entire world forever.
That's great radio, right? That's the best.
Sure wish I could be there in 100 years when some clod digs that up and listens to that. Jack at 535. Always glad to help out you high school kids with your stupid high school projects. That's what we're here for, is to serve the public. Okay.
That's what made him great, because there, that was on WCFL. Who was their target audience? High school kids. Teens and 18 to 24-year-olds. And he went on every afternoon and just insulted the crap out of them. And we loved it. I was in high school. My hero. That's as good as it gets right there. I'm not. And one of the great moments of my life was at that same radio station where we had the fake marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Our boss there was Rich McMillan. He used to work with Lou Jack in Chicago at WLS. He said, "Hey, Greg, come here." What do I do now? That was my immediate reaction in those days to almost everything. What do I do now? He said, "I got somebody on the phone that wants to say hi." So I grabbed the phone and said, "Hello? Greg, this is Larry Lou Jack." Honest to God, I went into body shock that it was him.
Wow. Okay.
I said, "God, this is an unexpected honor. I really wanted to, if I ever had the chance to talk to you, to thank you for inspiring me to get into the business. I've had a good career." Yeah, I ran off, and he went on and he talked to me for 90 minutes.
Wow.
And most of what he said, because he was like me, he had his days. If he wasn't there at a certain time at WLS, they knew the bars on Rush Street and the stairwells to go look for him.
Wow.
So he went through all of that stuff. It's so funny when he retired. And when he retired, he got a check for $1.5 million from WLS because they had to buy out his contract. We had the same agent. His wife said, "Well, if you think you're going to sit around the house and smoke cigarettes all day, you got another thing coming." So they moved to a ranch in New Mexico, and he had a little studio there and did some stuff. And eventually did a show from there on an oldie station that didn't last very long, but they did bring him back. But there was just nobody like him. Everybody else in those days was...
Whoa, wow, it's a crazy afternoon on the radio.
And that's what you got. That's what you got. Lou Jack dared to be different and made a hell of a living doing it. All right, I'm done.
We're going to have some fun tonight.
I hope you do. It's been fun this afternoon. Even though you've given me quite a few faces.
Well, you've given me plenty of faces. Well, not just today, but for weeks and months, if not 8 years.
Can we resume?
8 years. Can we resume? You tried to make me your pet for a few years.
My pets live very well, thank you.
I'm not a dog.
I know, but if I treat you like a pet, you're getting the best of attention. Now sit.
As we head a little bit closer to the 6 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees everything rolling great on I-85. We don't have any problems there. On I-65, if you're headed north towards Prattville, there's a little slowdown right in the downtown area and around the Northern Boulevard. If you're headed south on I-65, there's an accident at the 31 exit in Hope Hall on 65 South that has things backing up pretty well right there, so watch out if you're in that vicinity. Traffic is back to stop and go around the boulevard. On the Atlanta Highway, it's extremely busy between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. If you're headed up Taylor Road, there's a crowd going with you up to East Chase, and then just past East Chase, there's a large crowd of traffic up to Vaughan Road. Keep in mind that the south side of Taylor Road has been closed all afternoon long because of an accident with a fatality. We can't tell you if it's opened up yet or not. Keep an eye on the traffic around you and get home safely this afternoon. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At Kohl's, the savings add up. Introducing Every, Kohl's exclusive new Plus collection. Easy, versatile, real, inspiring. And now 25 to 30% off. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Plus, get Kohl's cash. And take $10 off your $50 or more kids' sale purchase. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid March 22nd through 31st with promo code SPRING15. Kids offer valid March 22nd through April 7th with promo code KIDS10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Spring is here and the driving season is just getting started. And